Welcome to Self Care on Board. My name is Geraldine Hardy and I will be your host for today. So I have written a book called Moments That Matter, and it has everything to do with self-care. It's a journey of healing, remembering, and unbecoming. Yes, unbecoming. So I'm going to share with you some excerpts of this book. First and foremost, why I'm such a self-care advocate. And I've been doing this for like 6 years. And I know in the yachting industry, people just slowly waking up on the fact that maybe it's good to take care of your mental, emotional, and your physical well-being. And we sometimes need these harsh wake-up calls. And we repeat the patterns and the cycles again and again. And it's about being able to identify these cycles and these patterns and being able to stop them and not repeat them anymore. So I wrote this book looking back at my life and thinking like, okay, I understand these patterns, the cycles. And I thought, you know what? If I can do this, everyone can do this. And it doesn't really matter how much severe your trauma is. We all have experienced trauma or emotional wounding. And yes, some situations can be really harsh and they can be gruesome and cruel. But all of us are very different on how we experience trauma and how our nervous system is experiencing trauma. It depends also on how resilient we are. And I share experiences like last week, I shared the experience about the physical abuse I experienced when I was about 28 years old and I lived in Dubai. And I really loved that man so much. And I didn't realize until he actually hit me against the ground while my appendix was breaking that, what are you doing here? And I needed this kind of first wake-up call, which I did not take seriously, when I looked at myself in the mirror and I had all these bruises around my arms. And that was after the first time he actually grabbed me. And I realized, no, it's not okay. So, and sometimes we think like, oh, I pushed his buttons. Oh, you know, maybe it was my fault too. And especially my generation has been kind of try to condition us this way that it was the women's fault. And you see this more and more on social media now, where actually women come out of the woodwork and actually expose how sometimes it can be dangerous for us to live in this world. And believe me, coming back to Europe, I am way more in my masculine. And I noticed that. And I also have to put people into place that, yeah, you cannot bully me. It depends really where you live and depends also what your life journey is and what are the lessons that you have to learn. Otherwise, they repeat themselves. And we don't want to repeat our stories again and again. So when I wrote this book, I realized, Geraldine, you understand nervous system, you understand traumata, you understand the mental, the emotional, the spiritual layer. With, according to the Kabbalah, do not repeat your story again and again. So like, I have to be really careful when I speak on at conferences or when I speak to you now that there is no emotional imprint behind it that I can really say to myself, this was the old version of me and I'm a different person now and I do not get affected by it anymore because you don't want to relive it. So that's why I don't really agree with this whole psychiatrist and psychologist stuff. Because you want to let go of that story. And you want to let it go of all of your layers of your existence. The physical, the emotional, the spiritual, and the mental. Don't carry it with you. It stays in your fascia. It stays in your connective tissue. It stays in your muscles. It stays in your mitochondria, in your microbiome, in your gut, in your liver, in your kidneys, in your heart space, in your intestines, in your uterus or reproductive organs, it all stays stuck there. Believe me, because I know. I went through a disease and an autoimmune disorder, and I made it my mission to heal myself with alternative approaches that use modern longevity technology, but also the ancient wisdom. And that's how I have given birth to Alina Protocol, which is my startup. And if you have walked that talk and you're not just like another coach who's saying like, yeah, let's talk about your past. That's utter BS, I am so sorry to say. If you have really experienced how it is to get smacked or how it is to get raped or how it is to actually get bullied in a corporate scenario and everyone says like, just don't say anything, don't say anything. And you feel like, why am I not allowed to say something? Why am I not allowed to defend myself? Yes. These are the moments that you want to not repeat again. And I just want to give you a quote. I wrote this in my acknowledgements at the beginning of my book. And my book is actually going to get published by the end of this week on 25 platforms. And please DM me. I'm currently in Monaco. So if there's anyone in the yachting industry who needs a coach for their crew, let me know. I'm around. I will be around here until the 24th of April. Then I head towards Toronto to speak at a conference and launch my book. And then I come back here in Europe from the 30th, the 1st of May to the 5th. Then I'm back in Dubai. So if you're based in Dubai, let me know. I will be there between 5th and 8th. And then we see what happens. So in acknowledgements, I say, when I actually dedicate this book, and my family used to call me when I was younger, Dienchen. So I said, dear Dienchen, by the age of 48, you have finally grown up. I'm so proud of what you were able to overcome. The girl who tried so hard to be loved and never gave up on people, even when they gave up on her. The woman who carried more than she should have. The version of me that survived everything. May she rest in peace, and may the woman I am now honor her courage by living fully. And may the woman I am now honoring her courage by living fully. To every person who crossed my path, the teachers, the heartbreaks, the friends, the betrayals, the unexpected kindness, you were all part of the architecture of this becoming. Nothing was wasted. With gratitude, Geraldine. You know, the woman that I am now, and I honor her courage by living fully. In a certain stage, when I had interviews in companies, they would look at my CV and they said, well, you changed a lot. Yes, because I lived in so many different countries and I followed my ex-husbands because I had to always figure out how to be able to find a job. You know, so we moved from Dubai to Australia, from Australia to Singapore. Singapore, I went back to Antibes. And I tried to live that way, to be that woman supportive of the husband. But I had a certain calling that I knew there's something more than that. And I tried to be the one that said it's okay to pay 50-50 while I'm working, while I'm cleaning, while I'm cooking and doing everything. And even when I was pregnant and I miscarried, I knew that I would take care of the child. I would cook, I would clean, I would work, and I would pay 50-50. And there's this huge debate now these days everywhere on social media. And I find this really, actually, I find this very exciting because being in your masculine energy as a woman is not great either. I totally agree with you guys, but I'm happy that I know how to fight and defend myself. But then on the other hand, I do also know how to be my feminine. And I do believe that the masculine energy should be protective. And yes, 50-50 does not really work when you bear children, you cook, you clean, you make sure that that child has a certain education. You're the one who's always actually together with this child. And then it's expected from us to also pay 50-50 and work and do everything else. Yeah, that doesn't work anymore. That is so old school. It just doesn't work anymore. And we are in this era these days that let go of that old version, let go of that old Dienchen, you know, dear Dienchen, it's fine. You've tried your best, but it just did not work for you. And that's okay. And you will find that Dienchen within you, that person that's like, I tried my best. I tried to be more than enough. And I can only tell you, you are enough. You're absolutely perfect the way how you are. And you know what? Sometimes we don't know at that time and space. At that time and space when we made decisions, we didn't know better. Forgive yourself. I did not know better when I hit that floor in Dubai that it wasn't my fault. I thought it was my fault. I did not know better that when I got bullied in Australia and that manager, my client, was shouting at me, I broke into tears because I was scared it was my fault. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. No one has the right to do that. No one has the right to shout at you, to physically, to mentally, to emotionally abuse you. No one. And we are in this time and space that it seems to be very normal. But it's not normal, and we're all standing up. And you know what? I'm not a feminist. I'm just saying to you, I have seen many men getting bullied. I have seen many men getting physically, mentally, emotionally abused. So no, this is not a gender bullshit. It is just generally saying like, hey, you know what? Find those patterns, find those cycles, break them. Don't be the victim. Take responsibility. And yes, the old version can stay in the pack. It's fine. Rest, let her or let him rest in peace. Namaha, namaste.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.